This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Best music ever means another hour of What's on Your Minds on the radio. You can keep it going, Manny. How much longer do we have?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Do you? Congressman Kramer, are you okay with the music?
I love the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This means it's another hour of the show.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of gets you all set up. My challenge is...
stimulating. Yeah.
My challenge is to let the music go a little bit and then start. Because I'm always like caged animal raring to go. See, I can't wait.
So does the music help sort of calm you, or does it?
Yeah,
you are, because you start up. You start out all hyped up.
Yeah, well, yeah, 24/7, as you well know.
Yeah, no,
do I ever?
Oh God, should we talk about it?
I don't think so. Oh, the song "See" is waiting on the world to change, and my theory is there's no better place change can come to the world than from the good people of North Dakota.
Amen.
So that's why I love the song all the way to the end. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank the good people of this great region. And a little gratitude moment, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Radio, or KLTC in Dickinson, thank you. iHeartMedia app is great. You can take it with you anywhere you go and listen there as well. And, of course, our podcast, too, at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here. It's another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. So your calls and questions and comments are welcome for him on the program. And we are brought to you today, this hour, by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. All right, so I want to play you what has a little clip from a story that has the swamp consumed right now. And that's the place you work, not where you live, but where you work.
Thank you.
Washington, D.C. And it has to do with a comment made earlier this week in relation to what's happening in Syria by Sean Spicer, the president's press secretary. All right, and we played last hour what he actually said. I didn't for a minute think, oh, my gosh, what has he done? I got it. I got the analogy. But it's been quite a firestorm, and that has led him to say the following, and I'd like you to respond to his comments here.
On a professional level, it's disappointing because I think I've let the president down. And so on both a personal level and a professional level, that would definitely go down as not a very good day in my history. So I would ask, obviously, for folks' forgiveness to understand that I should not have tried to make a comparison. There's no comparing atrocities.
You think he let the president down?
I think he apologized, and that's the end of it.
Have we wasted a lot of hours?
Oh, Scott, here's the only thing I would say. The media is so gullible that they fall for these things because they think it's really hot stuff and the public just can't wait to get it. Stick it to Sean Spicer, who 99% of the people wouldn't have the foggiest idea who he is. And it distracts them from other things. I can't even believe that anybody in the media, much less all of the major networks, led with this story. A spokesperson who, by the way, okay, made a poor illustration, but it's not completely, it's not without some, you know, some validity.
Yeah, I think what he was saying is that Hitler didn't take chemical weapons out in a battle-like
form.
And do what Assad did with his children.
It's a factual statement.
Now, clearly, nobody's saying that it was any less what he did or that he didn't ultimately employ the horrific a tool of a gas chamber to kill people because he didn't like them.
Precisely.
It's just, it's really sad.
But the fact that...
How do you do anything in that town with this kind of mentality, though? That's my point.
Well, you don't... it's hard to, except you just plow ahead and you trust the people... And you communicate directly with the people, and you ignore NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all the other crazies that disguise their opinion as news and are trying to play gotcha politics by going after people like Sean Spicer or Steve Bannon and making them the story.
And nothing ever happens of what they say is going to happen.
Of course.
Now, by the way, your friend Pompeo from Kansas, his seat was open, and we've been hearing for a month and a half how Democrats are going to win that seat, and the Republican won by, like, what, 7-8 points?
But when you read the coverage, you'd think that the Republican lost.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, here we have
only won by 8.
Yeah. The only one by 8 points after Democrats poured millions and millions of dollars. And I mean, the one thing I would say is they've lowered their standard for victory so low that even while we win, they think they didn't. Everybody feels better then, I suppose.
Wow.
I know.
It is hard, though.
It is hard.
It is
discouraging. It's frustrating.
Yeah. 800-228-0550, by the way, is our toll-free telephone number. We have a couple of questions that came in already, and at least one left over. I do have to tell you this. If you have called in with a question over, like, the last 2-3 weeks, mm-hmm. and I said, we'll get that to Congressman Kramer, and it hasn't been asked, call back in. Because I got to the point where I was just overwhelmed with trying to keep track of which questions we were supposed to get to Congressman Kramer, because there were a lot we haven't gotten to. So if you have a question you're waiting for an answer on, just call back in, okay? Here is one that came in, though, from Richard. Go ahead and we'll roll this.
How does that debt double? And I think that headhunter was correct when he put that rule out that if you save 10%, you will have 80% of what you were making when you retired. And here we're putting in 15%. And it's going broke. What
I don't know if that I got enough out of that.
Okay, so here's what I think he's referencing. He's referencing Social Security. So why is Social Security underperforming so badly as a retirement fund? And if you set aside 10%, you'll end up with 80% of your wealth. Why is it when you're setting aside 7.5 by the individual and 7.5 by the employer? Why is it not resulting in a better return? And I think the problem is that it's not a retirement fund. It's sort of disguised as one, but it's a tax. It's a tax that then creates an entitlement, and you're not getting a return on the 15% you put in. You're getting a return on the 15% your children are putting in, and that's the dilemma. It's not a great way to save, but it is a safety net that's built on a promise, and a promise that should be kept. But it's not a lucrative retirement fund.
You know, George Bush had it right in wanting to change that and get a better return to folks, but found out politically it's just a battle almost worth not fighting, or what?
There's an entire political party who screams the sky is falling and tries to they play identity politics, and the identity can be seniors, it can be women, it can be, you know, a particular demographic group that's Hispanic or Black or whatever the case might be, and they do it very effectively. And they hold up a lot of things. Here's the thing, though, Scott. I do sense a change in that. Because...
A change how?
A change for the better. Because
that's not working, you mean, anymore?
I think it's not working anymore. I mean, Hillary Clinton is evidence of that. That when you have a straight talker like Donald Trump that calls it like he sees it and is willing to change his mind when he sees it differently, people gravitate to that. And they're not interested in what gender you are or what kind of a victim you are. They want people to work, and they want people have equal opportunity, not equal outcomes. And the problem is that we have been so bashful about talking like this, and Donald Trump changed that narrative a little bit, and I think it's been very refreshing. So I don't see identity politics working as well as it used to, and some Democrats haven't figured that out yet.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. John in West Fargo was next to go here in his line drop. So, John, if you want to call back, meanwhile, I'll go to some of the questions that came in earlier. Ask Congressman Kramer about progress on taxing paid protester income. What are we talking about? The Dakota Access Pipeline protesters.
Yeah. Well, in order to tax it, it would have to be identified. It would have to be claimed income, and I doubt that anybody's claiming their income if they're a paid protester. I don't know if they get paid in with checks or cash, or if the payer puts them on the payroll or any of that, or whether they do have to fill out a 1099. I suspect that'd be a very difficult thing to track down. However, if not, then there's some other illegal activity happening, and we ought to investigate that to the full extent of the law, and that includes local, state, and federal, as well as civil action that gets to the bottom of some of that, and I think there's some of that happening.
This past year, another question. This past year, the U.S. allowed beef imports from Brazil, which previously had not been allowed due to hoof and mouth disease in the country. A few weeks back, Brazilian authorities raided 40 meat packers in Brazil under accusations they paid off inspectors to pass rotten and tainted meat. Will the congressman press the Trump administration to follow suit with China and the EU. And ban Brazilian beef imports. Trump wants to use American steel. Why not feed us the best and safest beef in the world, American beef?
Yeah. So we have been engaged with the administration on this issue. The irony, guys, I've been supporting the ban on Brazilian beef for a very long time. And, Argentine beef and other areas that where there have been these problems and they haven't been adequately addressed. And then when they are adequately addressed, we kind of ask for another layer of evidence. And I think it's only appropriate. First of all, let's just for one moment, not consider the impact on our own cattle industry. And let's talk about food safety and security. That's the primary problem with this. And then when you consider the fact that we also produce our own, it's an economic issue as well. So I think there are too many unanswered questions, and we have to restrict their entry into the country.
All right. Short break. Back with more. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. Any questions, any comments, call 328-0550. More after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you haven't this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats. The hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. All day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I need a new set of wheels. I don't know about you. I'm ready for. I'm kind of itchy. I'm a guy, so I get a little itchy after a year or so. But our good friends at Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy, every week on Wednesday Wheels, They tell us about a beauty. And I do mean a beauty. And it's always little miles, and they usually know the owner, and it's local, and it's just the way you want to buy a car. So I would encourage you to check this out today. You can follow them on Twitter at Puck Valley City, by the way. This is the Valley City location of Pucklet Chevrolet. And see exactly what I'm talking about here, because it's a nice-looking set of wheels, and the price is right, as it always is. So check that out at the website, by the way. I'll give you all the sites so you can check it out. Pucklet.com, PucklettsValleyCity.com, or stop and see them, 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City. They'll ride with you at Pucklet Chevrolet. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Here's the telephone numbers. 24-7, we're always at 855-200-1776. And then you can press 1 to leave a message, or 2 to chat with us live when we are on the air. So it's an easy way to remember. Text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Let's go to Reader. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the farm program that's upcoming, and what I consider to be the kind of a convoluted mess that the current system we have is. I wanted to suggest that instead of this ARC and PLC and all that we have now,
yes,
we ought to have just crop insurance,
yep,
subsidized as it is now by the government. But I want the subsidy to end as the acreage increases. The reason I want to do that is because, you know, I don't mind people farming huge tracts of land. We mm-hmm. need ambitious people,
sure,
that want to go out and take risks. But as it is now, that risk-taking is underwritten by the taxpayer, mm-hmm. no matter how much you farm. If you farm an entire township,
mm-hmm.
your insurance is underwritten by the taxpayer. That's mm-hmm. not good for society. We need as many people on the land taking risks as possible.
So, okay, Steve, thank you. That's very thoughtful. First of all, let me say, with regard to ARC versus PLC, and this is really nerdy farm policy stuff.
Love your acronyms. Love those acronyms.
I know, agricultural risk coverage or price loss coverage, right, Steve? And farmers were given the opportunity to pick one or the other and be locked in for 5 years. We have to have a serious discussion about whether we need both, whether we should harmonize the data that's included. And I think to Steve's point, let's just have crop insurance, call it crop insurance rather than these other things. And I think there's a lot of merit in simplification. To his additional point, though, this is very important, and I'm glad to hear you talk, Steve, because I'm sort of discovering all of this myself. I haven't made up my mind of where I would land, but you wanted to tie it to acreage so that you couldn't grow farms, so to speak. I always say crop insurance ought to be there to keep farmers whole, not make them wealthy. You know, what if the means testing, if we call it that or whatever, would be based on net farm income? This was something that Ed Schaefer and I just talked about this morning at breakfast. But what if it's based on net farm income? So you still allowed farmers, realizing it's a capital intensive industry, realizing that, you know, there are going to be ambitious people, but that you weren't subsidizing, you know, corporate America, if you will, or subsidizing beyond a reasonable net farm income, and so you were still the safety net's for the food, and not for the producer. It's more for the food and for the of course the bankability. That's what it really comes down to, right? The ability to access capital.
Yeah, exactly. And as it is today, of course, we receive a subsidy in crop insurance. The mm-hmm. federal government subsidizes our premium and various rates,
mm-hmm.
and as farms grow, there's no limit,
right.
No limit at all. You can, like I say, farm the whole township, and it is still going to be subsidized. You're guaranteed that minimum, and it all comes down to control of land, basically. And this idea that Byron Dorgan had for many years talked about saving the family farm hasn't really worked out, and the trend is unchanged. Our rural communities are disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more people on the land taking risks And that is just not what's happening.
Well, and you see in a low price time like we're in now, this is when consolidation happens, right? When you know, smaller farmers need access to cash or whatever, you know, whatever might create it. And you see this consolidation happening. And it's been stable for a pretty long time now, but partly because we're down to about 30,000 farms when we once had many more than that.
I want to inject something here at risk of offending my farm friends. You know, the idea of a quote unquote family farm to me is like what my grandpa and grandma were on,
right?
You know, a few hundred acres and, you know, managed thing well, and then my uncle did it, and he was next door, and that was kind of the family farm. That idea today to me seems to be very foreign. Now, I don't like the idea of ConAgra or anybody else coming in and doing these giant corporate farms, but I see people like the Wansicks out at Jamestown and millions of others that I could mention, not millions, but hundreds in North Dakota that are, you know, that are rock solid, good business people. Is it a family farm? Yeah, there's a lot of family members there, but it's a big business, and you know, they're doing seed, they're doing sending soybeans all over and everything else. I worry sometimes that we get wrapped into this nostalgia of we got to be quote unquote family farm when really this is a business and it's serious, and you know, we're spinning our wheels if we're looking back.
I think, and Steve, to Steve's point though, Scott, I think all of what you've said is right, and I think what Steve has said is right. The question then becomes, how much of that growth do you subsidize as opposed to encourage and I think that's a relevant, you know, question to be raised.
I'd love to see you lead an effort to, you know, in my mind, our producers and growers don't get the help they need in comparison to other taxpaying citizens who, boy, if something happens with a flood here or, you know, this there, oh, man, that we swoop, because it's good politics to swoop down and help.
Right.
But when, you know, prices are low and the challenges are there for the people who feed the world, we're not as quick to do it because we take it for granted. But, you know, is there something innovative out there where we can, you know, sort of help them get the help they need, but at the same time move towards more of a free market solution?
So crop insurance was, you know, replacing direct payments with crop insurance. And, by the way, sort of these ad hoc disaster payments with crop insurance was designed to sort of flatten that out, Scott, so that rather than having to have emergency appropriations for a disaster, you were protected.
Has it worked?
I think, and Steve would be a better person to ask. He's obviously on the ground. I think it has to some degree. But I think Steve's saying it can even be simpler. And he's saying that, you know, he's asking for a landmass cap or something. I'm suggesting maybe net farm income would be a better barometer of where the subsidy stops, because that doesn't keep somebody like the Wansicks from being in the seed business, and nor does it subsidize it. It subsidizes only the production of food. So, good discussion, Steve. Thanks for that. I'm not sure I've answered your question adequately, but you've certainly prompted my thinking.
Well, I want to give you a chance, Steve, to respond to what I said there a little bit, and I'll do that when we come back. If you don't mind, quick response on that, and we'll move to Dan in Devil's Lake, get up to Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of acting if you witness a cardiac emergency.
Only 4% of everyone that has a CPR AED card and are current with that card act. That's only 1 in 25 people will actually do something when they can, when they hold that card. I think it's fear. I think people are afraid. I think they're afraid they'll get sued. They'll be afraid that someone won't make it. They're afraid they won't use it properly. And with an AED, it's made for a sixth grader to use with no prior training. So all you have to do is turn them on. They literally are the most self-sufficient piece of equipment that you can have.
If you want to learn how to be the help, register for a CPR course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the Talk Radio Town Hall, Wednesdays with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So Steve in Reeder had a question for Congressman Cramer. He answered, and I just chimed in a little bit on two things. One, that I thought the idea of the family farm is in my mind, a thing of the past, the small family farm. It's a big business. It's an enterprise now. It's Walmart and more. But when it's run by and owned by North Dakotans, I love it. And then the other thing that I would like to see, something innovative in the way of a little help for farmers and growers so people really recognize the value of those that feed us and that maybe we do things a little differently, which I know is in progress. How has the crop insurance thing worked for you guys, first of all, Steve?
Well, crop insurance is just it is not anything you make money on, but it keeps you in business. If your crop fails or prices fail, and that's fine, but it could be improved substantially. But my question is, why is it in the public interest to have these programs? And that's what the general public is asking. Why are we spending all this money giving it to farmers? You hear it all the time. And that's a valid criticism, I think. What is the purpose of the farm program? How does it help the nation? And just giving these checks to farmers, which I'm one of them for many years, it's hard to defend. But the wealth comes from either the land, the determination of a farm size is the land size, or the revenue side. And I think it should be limited in some way. And
And you're saying, Kevin, that Congressman Cramer, that's in the works.
Yeah, he's just, well, I don't know if it's in the works, but Steve's talking about, he was using sort of land mass as the barometer. I'm saying, what about net farm income as another barometer?
Is that discussion happening?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It is. Remember, this was something in the 2008 Farm Bill. You might forget this, but George W. Bush vetoed the 2008 Farm Bill over this very topic, over this very issue, and the veto was overridden. And so he wanted to have these kinds of limits that Steve's talking about.
Appreciate the call, Steve. Keep fighting out there, and good to hear from you. Our off-air call that came in earlier, we need to get a few of these in as well. Here we go.
This is Paul. I'd like you to ask Kevin Cramer, why isn't he a member of the Freedom Caucus? He ran as a conservative. Why isn't he part of that group that's very pro-Constitution, very pro-freedom? Thank you.
Well, the Freedom Caucus says they're very pro-Constitution, very pro-freedom, but what they unfortunately become is obstructionists. In other words, they stand on principle, but never help move the ball in a conservative direction. Their dishonest discussion with the President Trump over the replacement of Obamacare is a classic example. They keep moving the ball. They have this principle, and then they keep moving the principle further to the right as they get things that they want, because ultimately their goal is to vote against everything because it's, quote, not conservative enough. That's not productive. And by the way, the Freedom Caucus is not the only they're not the only conservative group in the Congress. There's a very large group called the Republican Study Committee that I'm a member of that is more, I think, instructive, constructive conservatives. You know, Ronald Reagan had a great quote a long time ago, something about jumping off the cliff with the flag flying. You know, that doesn't advance the ball. It may make a point, but it doesn't make a difference. And I don't remember if it was a news conference or a speech somewhere, but he was referencing the same issue. People said conservatives didn't think he was conservative enough because he was willing to negotiate and compromise to move the ball.
Are these Freedom Caucus members aware of the? Here's the thing. I think many of them have good intentions.
Oh, absolutely.
And are, you know, they
good people.
They come in with a firm belief of, on the other hand, when you're 30 members, is that what they are, 30, 30, 40?
30 to 40.
Okay. And you have a president and a Republican leadership that either gets things done or is unelected, right?
Right.
I mean, their
right.
popularity will rise and fall whether they right. accomplish what they're trying to do, okay? They're going to get a lot of stuff passed, and probably with, you said before, what these Freedom Caucus folks do is they don't negotiate, and then what we end up having to do is bring in a few Democrats, and then we get a bill that is not as good.
They try to pull us to the right, and what they do is push us to the left. Over for that very reason. But they stand on principle, we get stuff done.
There is where the fans of the Freedom Caucus need to have a good heart-to-heart with themselves.
Right.
And recognize that, okay, I get it. You go out there and you go to the wall and you try and get what you want. But at what point do you then get in the room and figure it out? Because if you, by being so rigid, cause things to fall towards the left with other members, you're not doing much good.
Well, right now, Obamacare is on their shoulders.
Yeah, exactly right.
But Ronald Reagan had it right.
Our ACE research team just found what you're talking about with Ronald Reagan and the flag. So let's see what this is. I haven't heard it before. We're hearing it both for the first time. It's a minute and some change. Ronald Reagan taking a question at an event in February of 1983. Let's see if this is it.
President Ed Leicius from Nashville, New Hampshire. We've been reading in the Union Leader in recent weeks and hearing from our senior Senator Gordon Humphrey that they feel that you're moving away from the policies and principles that got you elected. How would you react to those statements by them?
Well, I had a fine conversation with Nacky Loeb recently. We ran across each other when I was in Boston. And I know that it can look that way. I'm not retreating an inch from where I was. But I also recognize this. There are some people who would have you so stand on principle that if you don't get all that you've asked for from the legislature, why, you jump off the cliff with the flag flying. I have always figured that a half a loaf is better than none. And I know that in the democratic process, you're not going to always get everything you want. So I think what they've misread is times in which I have compromised, for example, our entire economic program. I proposed 3 10% a year cuts in the income tax, retroactive to January 1st, 1981. There was no way I could get that with the House of Representatives dominated by the other party. So I settled for a 5% cut the first year, not retroactive, but on October 1st, the beginning of the fiscal year, then two following 10% cuts. Well, I think 25%, a little delayed in starting, was better than going down fighting and not getting anything at all. And I wish that I could get more people to realize, no, I have not retreated from what was our original purpose. I am very stubborn in that regard. And I'm just going to have to try and communicate better and make people realize that, I come back and I ask for more the next time around.
Oh, my goodness. I could listen to that all day long. I miss those golden tones and that wisdom.
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting about Ronald Reagan is that conservatives at the time didn't like him because he was too liberal, because he was too compromising. Of course, today he's their icon. And they kind of forget.
That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Texter says, nope, that's not true. The Freedom Caucus prevented a terrible bill that didn't repeal Obamacare from passing. You're going to rapidly lose support if you keep trashing them.
Well, that's just fundamentally wrong. We have Obamacare. We would have repealed and replaced it if we passed the American Health Care Act to the degree we can with 51 Senate votes. And I think this is the part a lot of people miss. This is something that even Rand Paul pretends isn't, he pretends it's different. He brings up these policies that can't pass with fewer than 60 senators. That's just fundamentally not true. We have to pass a bill that only requires 51 Senate votes. So we repeal 75% at least of Obamacare with 51 Senate votes. If we want to do other policies that people prefer us to do and that I'd like to do, and we've passed some, by the way. We've passed association health plans. We've passed some reform, SEC reform, FTC reform in health insurance. We've done some of those things that now will require 60 senators to do. We'll see if there are 60 senators to do these things. But we would have repealed and replaced Obamacare with a much more market-driven plan had we been allowed to vote on it.
I'm going to put that clip up on my Facebook page. We'll Todd share it on the KFIRE page as well. I don't know about you, but I got to listen to Ronald Reagan all day long. Dan in Devil's Lake, next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, both of you. I appreciate you taking my call. I have three quick questions. I'll ask them and get off here. I promise, Scott, I won't be on more than 30 seconds. First, Mr. Kramer, are you running for Heidi Heitkamp's seat in 2018? Second, you once told me on this program that the Clintons and the Obama administration are above the are not above the law, yet no one has been prosecuted. Third, do you support President Trump in draining the swamp? I'll get off now.
First of all, the first question was, am I running for Heidi Heitkamp's seat? The first mistake in that question is it's not her seat. These seats belong to the people of North Dakota. So am I running against her for the North Dakota Senate seat? That's not a decision I've made yet. As I said yesterday, if I had to make it today, it would be no, because I've got a lot of work to do this year in tax reform and in repeal and replacement of Obamacare and $1 trillion infrastructure and the Farm Bill. So we'll see, several months from now.
When do you have to make it by?
I think, I'm aiming for mid to late summer to make the decision. But to be honest, I don't want to engage a lot in even the thought of it because I don't want it to be a distraction to the important work we have in the House. Secondly, with regard to are the Clintons and Obamas above the law? No, they're not. There is an investigation going on in some of what's happened. And we'll see what happens with Hillary Clinton's server and some of those things. And granted, the current FBI director seems to have given it a pass. We'll see if there's more to come in there. But just remember this. She was prosecuted. She was prosecuted by the voters in the last election, and she was found to be not up to the task to be our president. So Donald Trump's the president. Do I support Donald Trump in draining the swamp? I think he'd tell you I do. And what we've seen in the first couple of months of his presidency, the House and the Senate have passed, Scott, 15 bills under the Congressional Review Act that repeal midnight rules of the former presidents. 12 of them have been signed into law by this president, and that is saving businesses $65 billion a year in regulatory costs. This is a major part of draining the swamp, is draining the bureaucracy.
So the answer is yes on draining that swamp. Let's get Frank at Thief River Falls in here. Quick question, if you could, Frank, we're coming up on a break. Go ahead.
Okay, my dad passed away in 1997. I took over the farm. He never certified his acres. I get no base acres. I get no farm payments. But I got to run through all the hoops with all the sod buster ditching and all the other stuff. And they tell me I got to register and certify my acres and buy federal crop insurance, but I get that's the only perk I get. Are you going to put in some new land?
Yes. Yeah. Good question. There's a lot being talked about. That your Congressman Colin Peterson is talking about going to 40 million acres in conservation reserve program. I want to decouple crop insurance from the conservation programs. It's never been part of it before until this current farm bill. We opposed it and stopped it in the House. It got passed by the Democrats in the Senate. Now that we have Republicans in the Senate, and people will tell you it's impossible, I'm going to fight like heck for the type of swamp buster, sod buster reforms that give people private property rights back.
Thank you, Frank. Good to hear from you. More coming up. John in West Fargo, Ryan in Minot, you're on deck on What's On Your Mind on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over at pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only an America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back on What's on Your Mind, last segment here for the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Call us at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our good friends up in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. I was just looking at the calendar. I see they have an Easter egg hunt extravaganza. You got to get that right. Coming up on the 15th, so that'll be fun. 0 to 9. Come on out. Bring your basket. Rough Rider Center. Beautiful location, Watford City. Easter Bunny will be there. They're doing Bunny Bingo, Bunny Petting Zoo. Oh, my gosh. Does that sound like fun or what? And then also on the calendar later in April, the second annual Badlands Art Showcase, Music, Dance, and Art of Western North Dakota. LongXArts.com for more information on that. coming up on the 27th, longxarts.com. All right, ready to get back to it here? Are you ready to get back to it, sir?
I'm ready.
You're ready. You're ready, okay. I'm just checking. And John in West Fargo, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Thank you for your answer on the Freedom Caucus, Congressman. That clears up some questions I had as well. I support your answer on that. I also support your thought on the news media. Just angers me when you watch the left-stream media just make big deals out of nothing. Mm-hmm. But my question for you is more on a human interest story. Mm-hmm. You may have talked about this along the way. If you have, I'm sorry I missed it. But could you comment on where you grew up, what you did in high school, where you went to college, what did you do in college, what were your interests, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's funny, yeah. So I grew up in Kindred, North Dakota. I was actually born up by Rolla, in Rolette, and my parents lived in Rolla. My dad was a lineman for Baker Electric. But anyway, we ended up in Kindred. I started first grade there, graduated from there. My mother still lives there. My daddy's buried there. I have a brother and his family there. But I went to Concordia College as a pre-seminary student, actually. Have a degree, undergraduate degree with a major in social work. And I have a master's degree now from the University of Mary in business and an honorary doctorate as well from Mary. But, you know, it's a longer story than we have time to tell. But my interest has always been, in policy and humanitarian things, community. And so I've done everything from being a church council president, which is much tougher politics than Congress in many respects. You know, that's where the rubber really meets the road in a lot of things. But, I have a family. I have four adult children, four grandchildren, and a 10-year-old, a couple of sons-in-law. And I live in Bismarck now, and, they really are what drive me more than anything is my family. And that's more true every single day.
It's funny, great question, and appreciate the question, actually, because, we don't, yeah. For some folks, they might be just tuning in, just wanting to get to know you a little better, and there's no such thing as a bad question here. We love them all, so thank you for that and appreciate it very much. Texture says, I'm hearing that we are close again to repealing and replacing Obamacare. Are we, or is it a bunch of BS?
So great question. So, here's where we give some credit to the Freedom Caucus. They continue to push this issue. But remember, we also have members on the left. They're called the Tuesday Group. And so every time we come up with something that the Freedom Caucus likes, we have to come up with something that the Tuesday Group likes, and it makes it more complicated. But it sounds like there's a possibility that we could even be called back early next week, before the end of the Easter recess for a vote. What's being discussed now is an amendment, and I don't know the exact, when we passed an amendment, or the Rules Committee passed an amendment that creates a $15 billion federal high-risk pool, which would definitely bring premiums down in the individual market, because it would carve out, just so people know, just give you a context, about 5% of our brothers and sisters with chronic diseases and illnesses account for about 50% of the costs in healthcare. So if you take that 5% and provide a different risk pool for them, and you really make for a very economically, actuarially sound insurance program, but you still have people that need and should have quality health care. But when you pool it all together, you also can come up with a pretty good pool that's much more cost effective than people might think. So that's one of the amendments that are on the bill now that we haven't voted on, the final bill or the amendments. The other thing now that's being discussed and where the Freedom Caucus comes down is that they want to get back to or eliminate community rating, and that gets to be pretty nerdy stuff. That's the thing in Obamacare that requires insurance companies to charge the same in the individual market for all people within a general area or a specific pool, regardless of the cost of their health care. This is a promise that we've made. That's one of the more contentious issues, Scott, is this community rating issue. And again, we don't have time to go into all the details of it, but people might want to look up and see what that means. But if they can settle on some things and get some agreement, there's still another couple hundred of us that have to be brought into that discussion.
All right, Ron in Bismarck, quick question for Congressman Kramer. Go.
Yes, this is Ron in Bismarck. And back in 83, Byron Dorgan was at a town hall meeting up in Williston talking about the farm program. And I stood up and asked him, when did these government gimme programs begin? And he referenced FDR. What has changed since then?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Ron, because the farm program has changed dramatically as a result of the prosperity and the freedom that farmers have now to, you know, one of the things that, frankly, one of the things that Byron Dorgan missed, which is why, the Senate went beyond him, is they missed that the next generation of farmers back in North Dakota were building their own bins, storing their own grains, growing alternative crops, you know, keeping track of the markets in Argentina and the weather in Australia and marketing their own products. So what has changed is a much more savvy and prosperous, freer market. And that's why the safety net's becoming more modest.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you. Good to be in studio.
Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Yeah, love him in studio on that Easter break. All right, folks. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, somebody just texted, how much is that Chevy? At Pucklitch, it's an 07 Chevy Impala, $6,900. Better if you ask for the Scott price. See ya.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.